And pour out His Spirit. flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father full of grace and truth. John 1, verse 14.
God wrote, I love you. He wrote it on earth and under the sea. He wrote his message everywhere. Because God created everything in the world to reflect him like a mirror, to show us what he is like, to help people to know him, to make our heart the same. And God put it into words too. He wrote it in a book called the Bible. There are lots of stories in the Bible, but all of them are telling one big story. The story of how God loves his children and comes to rescue them.
Have you ever wondered what we might see if we could pull back the curtain of time to that very first Christmas? If we could, I imagine the story began in heaven, something like this. God was looking over heaven's balcony one day, shaking his head at all the wrong things people were doing down on earth.
Oh man,
guessing
why when I had mine when I created Earth, I feel so far away from my kids down there.
Why?
It's just so hard to be disobeyed and ignored by my children. I love them so much. I think it's time.
Time for what, Lord?
Time for us to step in.
Shall I ready the army, Lord? Teach them a lesson?
No, I don't think we need to send an army. Maybe just one person.
One person?
Really? They wouldn't be expecting that!
Lord, if you're sending just one person, it'll have to be someone very powerful and very strong. Because there's tons of people here.
No, they don't have to be strong. They'll be going as a newborn baby.
A newborn baby? Really? They wouldn't be expecting that.
Lord, this plan is rather risky. A newborn human baby is small and weak.
When the prince is done, nothing will get between them and my life.
wise men noticed some strange clues in the stars. A new shining star. They packed their belongings and started following that star, which eventually made them right to Jesus. And of course, a bunch of lonely shepherds were gathering their sheep when all of a sudden the sky lit up by thousands of angels singing. Nobody would ever have expected that.
Stand with us.
Jesus Christ. 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Please join me in a closing prayer. Dear Jesus, by being born of us and lying humbly in a manger, you show how much God loves the world. Let light of your love always shine in our hearts until we reach our home in heaven and see you on the throne of glory. Please be with each of us as we leave this space. Bless our times with family and friends, and keep us safe as we celebrate the hope that you gave us on Christmas night so long ago. Amen.
Let's give them a round of applause. Simple message, the love of Jesus Christ, the love of God, the love of the Holy Spirit for each and every one of us. Everyone, you. That's the true message. That is the true message. So, in a few minutes, we're going to dismiss, and then there's going to be candy bags. They're going to be handed out. They'll come find you as kids and hand them out. And so close, I'm going to ask us to stand, and we're going to sing the doxology together. And yeah, kids, you can stand. And let's sing this together. Praise God.